Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to our first meeting of 2018, and I'd ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, turning to number three, changes in the meeting agenda. We have a number. We have addendum item E1, approval of a resolution approving confidentiality agreement with the Office of Civil Rights. We have replacement pages, item W1, schedule A1, and item W2, schedule B6. And turning to four, student recognition, our favorite part of the evening, the anti-bullying grant winner. Cheryl?
Very true, Mr. Connors. Welcome, everyone, and it is my great pleasure to introduce our principal of Mount Elementary School, Ms. Catherine White.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for this opportunity. Tonight, I have the joy of honoring one of our very special Mounties. Back in October, an opportunity arose for our Mount students to once again participate in a Safe Fleet anti-bullying grant contest, thanks to the support of a longtime Three Village resident, Lisa Rodesco. This contest asked school-age children to color a picture using any medium to show their support of anti-bullying. This initiative was directly in line with our school matrix, Mount Scores, where all children are expected to be self-controlled, caring, open-minded, respectful, encouraging, and safe. All children throughout our building participated with the support of our art teacher and administrative intern, Mrs. Erica Kremens. I was thrilled to learn back in December that we had once again been awarded the grant, this time for $100 in honor of our third grader Molly Singer's entry. I was not at all surprised by this, as Molly colors our world every single day at Mount with her bright smile and very spunky personality. Together with her class, Molly and I will decide how to allocate this money so that it makes a positive impact on our Mount home away from home. So, Molly, congratulations. I am so very proud of you and can't wait to see what you decide to do with the money. Congratulations. Congratulations, Molly. We're very proud of you.
I'd like to turn now to item five, our first public participation session. This can last up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to turn to item six, the minutes of December 17th, 2017. Do I have a motion to approve? Second. Mrs. Gish, second. Dr. Kerman, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning now to reports. our student representative report.
Hello. The student government, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure. On February 8th, the student government is hosting its third annual Cooking for a Cause. And basically, for those of you who don't know, it's the teachers have a chili cook-off. So 20 teachers battle out with their best chili. And the students will battle out with their best desserts. And we have four judges judging each contest. And then at the end, they get a little chef's hat and an apron. And throughout the event, they have we have basket raffles, and we have entertainment. And this year, our organization that we're donating to is called Angela's House. And this organization is very local. And essentially, they help support children with special needs whose parents can't help provide basic necessities for them, such as wheelchairs and cars equipped with a ramp and houses that need ramps built in. So this organization helps out a lot of students that are actually in Three Village. So we decided that it's really fitting to pick this organization because we have students in our own high school who belong to this organization. So that's February 8th from 2:30 to 4.
Good. Thank you. Our report this evening will center on library media services. To do the introductions, Mrs. Pettisic?
Yes, I'm happy to introduce our Executive Director for Instructional Technology, Karen Welsh-Palera.
Good evening. Thank you. It's been a while since we've presented to you the library program district-wide. And without further ado, I will introduce all of the representative librarians here this evening. Mrs. Betsy Knox, lead librarian, Murphy Junior High School. Doreen Howland from Arrowhead. Lisa Lewis from Nassiqueg. Taylor Kinsley from Minnesaki. Then we have Nicole Connolly. I didn't write this down. Nicole Connolly from Gelinas, Allison Consonant from Mount, and April Hatcher from the high school.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to present what we do. I'm going to in the early 1990s, we actually changed the name from libraries to information centers. This is because we had a large influx of technology into our facilities. Of course, we still have a lot of books, and we still concentrate on reading motivation. However, our primary emphasis is on teaching information and inquiry skills to students and collaborating with teachers on planning appropriate lessons and research. As you know, we encompass kindergarten through 12th grade, but there are commonalities on it, which occur on each grade level. The last time we presented to the board, don't worry, I'm not going to do that whole thing again. The last time we presented to the board, we actually was explaining Destiny, which actually gave our students access to our catalog from home. Since then, we have added more than 2,500 ebooks, which students can check out. The majority of these are actually called unlimited access, which means that everybody in the building can read the same book online at the same time, and which is a plus for teacher assignments. We also are brand new to Destiny is something called Lightbox, which you can see up there. Lightbox are curriculum-related units in science, social studies, and novels for ELA. These units provide videos, primary documents, slideshows. I'm not too nervous. Interviews, articles, safe websites, vocabulary, and quizzes, among other things. Teachers come in and use the programs to either introduce or review or even teach the entire unit in the library. We have 74 Lightbox units. Both Lightbox and eBooks are actually building-based, and all are available from home as well. We are involved in curriculum writing projects as a resource for curricular areas, most notably recently in social studies. We help to design projects. We identify resources in fifth and sixth grade and electives on the secondary level. We are teachers of teachers. We turnkey train our colleagues in G Suite, Cahoots, Discovery Ed, and Z Space in formal PD workshops and also on a one-to-one basis as our teachers request. Last month, our science chair at Murphy, Patrick McManus, and I traveled with four Murphy students to Brookhaven National Lab to because they were participating in something called Partners in Science, which is sponsored by BOCES. Nicole Connolly was present at Jelinas' mock trial trip with Mr. Elliott's civics class at the Central ISIP Courthouse. We apply for and have received grants, both PTO and MESTRAC. These grants further enhance our instruction in virtual reality and in the Battle of the Teen Books. Grant applications are currently pending for digital cameras, drones, and an outdoor classroom. That's the staff development I was talking about. There's the grants. Okay, I'm now going to introduce Allison Consonan, who will bring us further.
The entire district has access to G Suite accounts. Teachers have been incorporating interactive teaching using Google Classroom for the past few years, specifically with grades 3 and up. With G Suite, students are able to collaborate electronically with fellow classmates on projects. This is the first year all students in elementary schools have used their G Suite accounts specifically for the math and reading assessments throughout the year. We currently have a cart of 15 Chromebooks that's shared between each school's librarian and STEM teachers. Prior to adding these Chromebooks, teachers were limited to using computers in the library, computer labs, and a limited number of laptops on the old computers on wheels, which we called cows, that never worked. With all this talk about technology, you'd think we've gotten rid of our books, which couldn't be further from the truth. During each library class, we devote a set time for book selection where we focus on reader's advisory and help students find books based on their interests and reading abilities. We also have brought literature appreciation into our curriculum where we allow students to go book tasting as well as have some book clubs at some of the elementary schools. We believe that as important as keeping up with the changing times is, nothing beats seeing students light up with excitement when they find a book they love. Reaching out to the greater community, Murphy collected over $5,000 for disaster relief in Flint, Michigan. We also continue to have a relationship with our local public library, Emma S. Clark. At the end of each school year, librarians from Emma S. Clark come to each of the elementary schools and speak with each of the grades about what is being offered for their summer programs. They also have a reading competition to encourage children to continue reading over the summer, and whichever building reads the most books over the summer earns the Emma Cup for the next year. I unfortunately can't say that Mount has won, but Minnesaukee has been the reigning champion for the last few years. Hopefully we'll switch that up next year. Here is April from the high school.
Good evening. Over the past several years, a major focus of our department has been providing instructions in online safety and behavior. Starting in kindergarten, we dedicate the month of October to digital citizenship lessons to build a strong foundation for properly navigating the internet. This school year, we also updated curriculum on digital citizenship in grades 6 through 11. Topics include cyberbullying, copyright and plagiarism, social responsibility, and identity protection. At the high school, we've also added the topic of hate speech. As part of a Say No to Hate Speech campaign, students provided suggestions for creating a community where hate speech is unacceptable, and that is both online and offline. This student-centered work is part of an ongoing display at Ward Melville High School.
I'm Nicole Conley from Jolinas Junior High School. Good evening, everybody. Each library within Three Village is unique, yet together, they all provide students with learning opportunities which encourage inquiry-based learning, the pursuit of personal growth, critical thinking, and the use of information to be productive members of society. With today's access and availability of information, students now more than ever need the skills for navigating systems in order to make informed decisions and become critical thinkers. With the advent of bring your own device and Chromebooks within the school community, we as librarians have played a pivotal role in helping teachers make the leap from network to cloud computing. This change has provided teachers and students the opportunity to be more nimble with regards to accessing the resources and tools they need. Not only has the way we access information changed, but more importantly, the way teachers and students are able to work collaboratively online. Librarians have been facilitating this change where virtual meetings, peer-to-peer networking, and global communication are changing the way we operate. These changes make it imperative that we stay abreast of new technologies and serve as school technology ambassadors. Makerspaces play an integral role in today's libraries. Students have the opportunity to use found and purchased materials to plan and design creative projects. Those materials range from low-tech supplies such as wood, felt, origami, sculpting clay, to high-tech supplies such as microprocessors, breadboards, robots, and 3D-ruler pens. To carry out the various tasks, students need to be innovative and use their problem-solving skills. This teaches them how to work through unsuccessful attempts at projects and modify as needed. Working in the makerspace requires that students be self-motivated and troubleshoot issues as they arise. The collaborative environment established between librarians and teachers provides students with rich learning opportunities which pair classroom content with a myriad of literacy skills, including print, information, media, and digital. Teachers implementing the Lucy Calkins research units have the added benefit of co-teaching with a research expert. This model emphasizes the importance of the research process. Students are taught how to develop thesis statements based on essential questions relating to their topic. They also learn how to use the nearly 200 academic databases that we subscribe to through BOCES. Using these resources, students extract evidence to support their claims and become knowledge experts on their topic. Another initiative, and I know, Mr. Kornreich, you were at the STEM night. This has become very popular in the library, breakouts, and they are similar to Escape the Rooms, but they're content-based. Librarians work with teachers to develop clues for various curriculum areas, and it's a great exercise in teamwork for everyone involved. Here are two students talking about their experience with a breakout. Sorry. We believe that the strength of our school library program plays an integral role in the success of our students. Motivating them and providing them with the knowledge they need to seek out information using an inquiry-based model and using it in a socially responsible way is critical to navigating the fast-paced information age in which we live. Thank you.
They used to say that the library was the repository of information, but that's changed. Now we are a global fountain, information accessible by all from everywhere. Are there any questions?
I have absolutely none, but I just would like to make a comment. In my 51 years in public education, I've seen so much insofar as technology being introduced. I can't think of any area where it's been introduced more than in the libraries and so forth. Quite frankly, I wouldn't want to go back to the good old days. She did a great job in the presentation. Thank you.
Yes, you would. We have programs that you can do, write up your citation for bibliography, just filling in the blanks.
Good.
Real easy.
What have you done with the card catalogs, though, Betsy?
Bill, I'm sending it to your condo.
Thank you.
Any other? Thank you very much.
I would just like to make a statement. Several years ago, under budgetary constraints, many school districts across New York State and Long Island were making severe cuts to libraries. And I have to credit our Board of Education, who has been together for 6-7 years now, for not jumping on that bandwagon and for recognizing the importance of libraries in our schools and supporting that. And I think we see that today with all of the work that all of you have done. And I just want to read a statement by Mike Nepel, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he's the New York Library Association General Counsel and Director of Government Relations and Advocacy. And he told assembly members that cuts in aid have led to depleted services in libraries across the state and diminished programming. And that although he's well aware of the challenging economic times that we are facing right now with our budget, it is important that our libraries hold a key role in what we do for students and our school communities. So I want to thank all of you for what you are doing to promote that. So
and
thank you.
I really want to thank the Board of Education for years and years supporting us, because I know of other districts that have lost their librarians, or they're sharing them between two buildings, and when you do that, there's no instruction going on. So thank you very much.
Good. Thank you all. Thank you.
I neglected to mention that Kayla McNaughton is not here because she's due to give birth any day now. So otherwise, our Setauket school would be represented, but she's a little laid up.
Okay. Okay, turning now to item 8, items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to be discussed at this point? I don't think so. Okay, turning to 9. Items for board action, change of date for the 2018-19 Board of Education organizational meeting. This is changing the date from July 3rd, 2018 to July 11th. So moved. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, 2018-19 new courses and course name changes requests. Mr. Scanlon?
Yes, we had just two curriculum writing projects for challenge courses in mathematics that we needed to put forward. And we are starting to change over some of the course names that were actually designated by grade levels to general names so that we can have greater flexibility with scheduling for students. So that's what you see before you with these proposals.
Okay. We have a motion on this, please, to Mr. Gallia and Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item, this is addendum item E1. The approval of resolution approving confidentiality agreement with the Office of Civil Rights. Do I have a motion on that, please?
Second.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. If you don't object, I'd like to combine items F and G, approve both change orders number 1 and change order number 2. Mr. Carlson, can you score?
These two change orders are related to the window replacement that we're doing, and they're both deductions. One is a deduction of $192,000, and the other is a deduction of a little over $83,000.
Very good. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the approval of special education tuition contract.
This is for a private school placement in accordance with the Committee on Special Education.
Okay, may I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. I'd like to combine also I and J, secret determination in connection with the 2018-19 capital improvement project, as well as with the in connection with the Gelinas capital improvement project.
These are two projects that we hope will be included in the 2018-19 budget. This is just to get a head start on some of the planning. This doesn't cost us anything, and we would only proceed with the project upon board approval and, of course, budget approval in May.
Okay, Dr. Kerman, second Mrs. Gish. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. I'd like to also combine K and L, approval of the CTEIA Perkins grant-funded trip to New York City, as well as the trip to Hofstra University.
The Perkins grant funds field trips, and it's through Eastern Suffolk BOCES. And for some of the field trips, we need resolutions specific to those trips. So that's what these are.
Okay. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second to Mr. Galia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to M, the acceptance of donations, Jeff?
we have several donations. One is actually it's two checks in the amount total amount of $325 from Ms. Sherry Hamilton O'Shea from Dazzlebar for the Ward Melville High School scholarship account. We have another scholarship check in the amount of $250 donated by Munistat Services, which is a company we use in association with our tax anticipation notes and our bonds. And then also, it says on the agenda four copies, I think it's five copies of a children's book that was written, published, and donated by one of our teachers, Virginia McCaffrey, one for each of our elementary school libraries.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Regalia, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to N, the declaration of surplus equipment.
Just some assorted ovens, microwaves from Gelinas, Wood Melville, and Murphy.
May I have a motion on that, please? So moved. Mrs. Germano, Mrs. Gish, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. I'd like to combine items O through T. These have all been reviewed by the audit committee, the claims auditor's report, the district treasurer's report, the financial report, the extra classroom activities treasurer's report, the transfer of funds under $10,000. This is all for October and November 2017, as well as the budgetary transfer over $10,000. May I have a motion on that, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Now, turning to you, approval of agreement between the Three Village School District, the UPSEU, and the employee named in the attached confidential Schedule A. May I have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Anybody? Mrs. Germano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to the personnel action educational law 913 examination. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Pilvinka, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to W personnel matters, number one is instructional. Keep in mind that we have a new replacement page for W1 Schedule A1. We have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Regalia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Gary, anything?
Just one thing to note, as this becomes the typical time of year for a school district, I'm sad to announce that the retirements start to come in. So we have you have just approved the retirement of Carol Donovan, Murphy Junior High School social studies teacher, who has been with us for 30 years, as well as Patty Four, our district assistant director of PPS, who has been with us for 22 years.
Very, very good. Thank you. I'd like to turn to now W-2, personnel matters, non-instructional. And again, we have an item W-2, Schedule B-6 in this, too. We have a motion on that, please. Second. Mrs. Gish, second. Anybody? Mrs. Gimeno? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to X, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education subcommittees for the meeting dates stated. Do I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regalia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to Y, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regalia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to 10, informational items of interest. Are there any items we'd like to bring to the board's attention? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to our second and final public participation session. As I said previously, this can last up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who'd like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming.